You know, these are the internet, it's been said a million times, but I'll say it again. You know, the internet is in the position that the railroads were in at the turn of the century. It's in the position that canals were in the 19th century, the telegraph at a certain time in its history. It is the infrastructure of our time. You know, this country has had these problems before and will have them again. In the 19th century, just to take an example, it was control of the leading network at the time, then the railroad network, that let the Standard Oil monopoly became what it became. You know, the railroad became a discriminatory network. It carried Standard. They had, the scheme was that competitors of Standard Oil paid higher rates, and not only paid higher rates, but took the extra money that they paid that was secretly transferred over to Standard Oil. And so when you look at the age of the great abuse of monopolies and trusts, when you look at where they came from, when you look at the Associated Press monopoly, late 19th century, which threw elections one way or another, behind every great and abusive monopoly almost always lies a network. And not only a network which has been co-opted, which has been turned into a discriminatory network, and which is then used to carry out and further the power of the monopoly. And so when we are talking about, you know, these complicated issues of Comcast blocking and what's going on in NARAL, what you're really talking about is whether we will allow these networks to become the seed of a new generation of dangerous and abusive monopolies. I mean, most of you have grown up in a time when we have not had a national telephone monopoly. AT&T was broken up in 1984. Let me remind you, if you have not noticed, that AT&T is back. Let me remind you, if you have not noticed, that media has consolidated into a very small number of companies. We are approaching a state of affairs which has a lot of similarity to the early 20th century, when politicians like Theodore Roosevelt and others, you know, who are conservative politicians, went to the wire, went out and became trustbusters because the threat to the republic was so great from the power of private monopolies. And so when you look at these issues, you must realize that we are dealing with an issue of infrastructure and an issue of monopoly power that has recurred throughout American history and is recurring again. And if you steer the country in the right direction, if you prevent monopolies from gaining too much power over the infrastructure which is designed to serve the public, the country is just richer, freer, and better.